challenging the future of credit union workplaces. As Mr. Mark Algard from Momentum has told me before the recording. How's it going, Mark?
It's going very well. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Yeah, so what's up with this challenging the future of workplaces? I really like that, because before we started recording, we were talking about some of the places we go, not just credit unions, but other environments where it's just kind of stale and just like uninviting. And I can't imagine working in a place like that, much less visiting it.
Well, right. So what we're seeing is that there's a fundamental shift just in the work that organizations are performing around the world. So not just credit unions, but really all businesses. Yeah. There's a fundamental shift in the way businesses are working. And so it really is underlaid by the disruption of technology and shifting demographics down to impact from transportation. It's harder to move around, the price of fuel, for example, up and down. So that has led to a real shift in the way people are working. And so fundamentally, the credit unions need to respond to the shift in what they're doing, mm-hmm. With a shift in their workplaces. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is going on with the credit union workplace today? I mean, what's the latest? I mean, I know you guys are doing some pretty envelope pushing stuff,
right?
And in the last few times we've spoken, it's all very scientific. It's all really kind of cool when you think about it. So, what's going on right now?
Well, so you know, I mentioned technology. So the way credit unions are interacting with their members has totally changed. So technology and the need to have excellent delivery of mobile platforms and mobile transactions for members has really changed the type of team members that credit unions need in their back offices and really the way credit union teams work together. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing now is a transition from more rote operations and process type work. That is type of work is getting moved more and more over to technology and automation. And so now credit union teams are really, they are now more multi-discipline teams. You might see IT coming together with marketing, someone doing product development and member services, people coming together to work on a project to deliver a more excellent mobile experience or a fintech experience to their members.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So it's all about improving that workplace, which we all know is so, so important. And so do you have any examples of like what could work better in a credit union place work environment?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I've yet to sit down with a credit union team who didn't bring up collaboration in their first mm-hmm. breath when mm-hmm. it came to the mm-hmm. future of their workplace. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, collaboration isn't a buzzword. You know, people worry about over collaboration or co-blaboration is a term I've heard, but really fundamentally collaboration is more than one person, two people or two or more people coming together with a common purpose and a common objective and an understanding that by working together, the end result is going to be better than if they worked towards it individually. Mm-hmm. And so credit unions need to have workspaces that can support that type of collaboration. Mm-hmm. So when you're collaborating, there's an element of individual work that has to be performed. And in fact, proportionally, the amount of time spent on your own individual piece of a collaboration is much greater than the actual communication or the interaction. So what we see is that credit unions can do a much better job in setting up spaces for the right kinds of collaboration, mm-hmm. which we see to be as more frequent but less formal and much more quick.
Yeah.
So the traditional workplace of 15, 20 years ago has a lot of individual me space, workstation, private offices, and not enough collaboration areas. And the way they're set up typically is in these very formal six-person conference rooms, and they just don't work very well for the type of collaboration that we think these project teams really need to be working on.
Yeah. As you're talking there, I can't get out of my mind Apple's new headquarters, the UFO up there in Cupertino. And I remember just an interview with Steve Jobs before he passed away, and he echoed what you just said. It was like, you know, it's all about collaboration. We want to build an environment where we can collaborate better, where we're not working in these little, I mean, the cliche is silos,
right.
But you know, we don't want to work like that anymore. We want to work in a more collaborative, open environment where different departments can work with each other who have never worked together before. And this is where you get great products and services.
Yes, absolutely. And so one fundamental piece of collaboration is the strength of the interpersonal relationship amongst the team members. And so that means both the frequency of communication, but also the dispersion of communication, so that you have communication going in every which way. It really reinforces people's connection towards a common goal. And so, again, we see as you build these collaborative spaces, often really what it is it's breaking down barriers so that people are able to communicate on a much more informal but personal level with each other. They're more successful that way.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell me about your partnership with Leisman Index, and what's it all about and how does it work? Kind of a little segue here. Yeah.
Sure. So Leisman is the world's largest database of workplace effectiveness data. So what we do with them is we go out to our clients and we get a really strong understanding of both what types of work are your workers performing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And what tools or spaces do you have in your workplace that are helping support that work or not helping support that work?
Good point, yeah.
And what we uncover there is that there's typically quite a gap between those tools and areas and how they're supporting the work and how well they could be. And the comparison comes from looking at the highest performing workplaces around the world.
Mm-hmm. Every time I talk to you, Mark, I learn something new about the workplace. I mean, who knew? Who knew that there's like big data on the workplace?
There is now. Yes. So I think 170,000 survey respondents to that database now. And so what's great is that Leisman, they do their own internal data gathering, but they also outsource the data to other analysts for them to draw different conclusions from the data. My point is that when they gather this data, some of the insights pretty amazing.
Yeah.
One thing they recently uncovered is that there's really no statistical difference between the way one generation wants to use a workplace and another generation. So between a millennial and a baby boomer,
mm-hmm.
The difference is in the complexity of the work you undertake as you grow in your years of experience in your role.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that would make sense. So the more complex your work is, the more complex your needs are out of your workplace. You need a more diverse basket of tools or spaces to use in your daily work. And so that does then correlate to age. If you're younger, you're more likely to have less responsibility in your role.
Mm-hmm.
But age itself is not a factor in your actual workplace needs.
Very surprising, because every millennial or Gen Z study you find, there's like these drastic differences in some part of our lives or whatever. But this is really good to hear that there's no difference in a workplace strategy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, but there are other differences, of course. You know, their needs and their engagement with the organization, engagement with purpose and such, and such has been well discussed. But when it comes down to the actual spaces in the workplace, there's really not much difference between a millennial or a baby boomer.
Good to hear. It sounds like we all want the same thing.
Right. Yeah. No, we do. We all want spaces that are visually pleasing and invigorating. We want to be able to see outdoors. We want natural light. We want to be comfortable. We want to be able to engage with our team members, but we want to be able to focus on our work and not be distracted when we have something complex to think about. We need to be creative. That spans, again, all generations.
Indeed. All right. So how does this information from the Leisman, how does it benefit your firm in creating an optimum work environment for a credit union?
Well, you know, let me give you an example.
Okay.
We have one client here who that I work with frequently, and they have a beautiful building. And they have a really engaged strategic team as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're out of space. And we said, you know, we should start by looking at your team members and gather the data and really understand how well is this building supporting your work and your team. And what we found out was that the building that they're working in, the way it's set up, actually was having a really large negative impact on a sense of community and connection to the culture of the organization.
Wow.
And that was a very big blind spot. But when we peeled back the layers a bit, it made a lot of sense to the leaders of the organization. And really, the solution is not expensive. It's no more expensive than any other solution, but it's that understanding that, okay, when we go to design your new workplace and grow in your workplace, you need to be thinking about ways to help your team members interact with each other and build that sense of community and that connection to your organization and break down those barriers that were getting in the way.
If you don't mind me asking, how did you guys find out that this building had kind of a negative effect on things?
Well, it really is. I mean, down to the individual level, we are inquiring on what is your perceived impact of this building and your ability to engage with your team members or grow a sense of community. And the response was resoundingly negative.
Wow. Okay. Well, makes sense.